This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show, and we are very pleased to welcome back to the show my friend Senator Ron Johnson of the great state of Wisconsin. Senator, I know you're on a tight leash today. We appreciate your time, and I think you and I can chat it up on Monday on the Fox Business TV show, but we appreciate you today. And I want to talk to you about Hunter Biden's laptop, but before I do, Senator Johnson, I just want to get your take on this strategic petroleum reserve business, 180 million barrels per day sale in a market that over the six-month period would be demanding $18 billion. I mean, I kind of think this is one of the dumbest things in history, but I just want to give you a whack at it as a former businessman. What you think, sir?
Good morning, Larry, but I mean, that's all relative to the other dumb things that and destructive things that the Biden administration is doing. No, I agree with your assessment. I was listening a little bit before the break here. We have a strategic reserve for a reason, and this isn't it. It might have some negligible impact. I don't know. I've been reading reports 5 cents a gallon or something like that. I don't know what it's going to be. But you are exactly right. The high gasoline prices, high energy prices, are the result of the Democrats' war on fossil fuel. You combine that with their out-of-control deficit spending, which is being spent, by the way, on programs making it possible for people not to return to the workforce. This is a triple whammy. So, you know, we're war on fossil fuel, driving up energy prices. Energy prices affect every good and service, causing them to inflate. You print way too many dollars, chasing even fewer goods because manufacturers can't hire the people to fill up the shifts to meet their demand. So is it any wonder we've got 40-year high inflation with, quite honestly, no end in sight from what I can tell? I really think we're in this wage price spiral that, I mean, you know better than I how difficult it was for Ronald Reagan and Paul Volcker to break that. It's a painful process.
Yes, it is. You know, my only disagreement is I think, Senator, it's a price wage spiral. In other words, the deficit spending and the money printing to create it has driven up prices, and then you've got the workforce coming back to work. They're just trying to raise, you know, get higher wages to keep up with the prices. So I call it a price wage spiral, but that's neither here nor there. I just want to, you know, this budget has 36 different taxes in it. And by the way, 11 aim directly at fossil fuels. But of course, the corporate tax and the capital gains tax and the individual tax and then the unrealized capital gains wealth tax. All that would damage fossil fuel entrepreneurs as well. But, you know, go figure. He wants to put more oil on the market, and he's jacking up the tax burdens by 36 individual taxes. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
It makes no sense whatsoever. When you consider we're over $30 trillion in debt, and the number one component of a solution for us to try and get out from underneath this crushing burden of debt is economic growth. What, you know, increased taxes do not generate more growth. It retards economic activity. And so everything this administration's doing right now is harmful to the economic growth we need. We're back into regulatory overdrive. Now, I've always thought that the most significant thing that you guys did, President Trump did in the previous administration, is we stopped adding to the regulatory burden so that businesses, entrepreneurs could focus on their customers and on their products and on their services rather than looking over their shoulder going, okay, what new regulation am I going to have to spend time and energy to comply with so I don't have to pay a big fine or get put in jail? It's very destructive to entrepreneurial, the animal spirits that we really require for economic growth.
Yes, amen to all that. Now, Senator, last night I had your colleague, Senator Grassley, on talking about the Hunter Biden laptop and the various implications of it. I know you and he have worked together on this. I just had a couple questions that, you know, probably not answerable now, but you had this laptop and the information comes out. We don't know all the information, but we know that payments were made because the laptop covered 2010 to 2017. Now, he's still getting paid. Hunter Biden's getting paid from this China oil fund or whatever as recently as March of 2018. Senator Ron Johnson, when Tony Bobulinski told us that the big guy, meaning Joe Biden, was going to get 10% of the take, is there any way to know or calculate over that period from 2010 to 2017 or 2018 what Joe Biden got, and especially the fact that he was vice president during much of that time? What did he get? Does anybody have any idea?
Well, you know, what's interesting, Larry, is John Solomon wrote a very interesting column probably over a year ago where, you know, just through public records, you know, candidate Biden released his, I guess, income tax information. I'm not sure he released his returns, but it showed about, just off the top of my head, I think $16 million of income over the span of a few years. But his net worth that he reported on his disclosure form was somewhere in the $2 to $3 million range.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you make $16 million but only have a net worth of around three? So something's not adding up there. But you know it's what is interesting, because you know, and by the way, Senator Grassley was just a tenacious partner in doing this investigation. I just so value his work and his staff's work. We really worked together well. But you know, we uncovered major dollar transactions here. And transfers, you know, in the millions and millions of dollars. But the ones we've, you know, specifically highlighted, you're going to add up $13 million really quick. You know, $5 million from one Chinese entity, $1 million directly into Hunter Biden's firms. Then you got $3.5 million from Russia. You got $4 million from Burisma. That's $13 million. Now, maybe in the Biden crime family, that's not a whole lot of money. But to average Americans, that's a lot of corruption right there. That's a lot of sleaze. And that is what the mainstream media has not only ignored, but covered up. Now, I thought this Washington Post article was pretty interesting. They learned well from their coverage of Nixon scandals, because when you get caught in a cover-up, you do a modified limited hangout, and that's what the New York Times, that's what the Washington Post are doing. They're not coming clean on this. They are doing the bare minimum reporting to, I guess, cover their you-know-whats in terms of their complicity in all this political turmoil that they helped create with the Russian hoax, the covering up of the Hunter Biden story so that Joe Biden would be elected president. And now we see the results. High energy prices, inflation, Putin's invasion into Ukraine. Democrat governance has been a disaster for this country.
Yes, indeed. By the way, I think the world of Chuck Grassley. I've known him a long time. I worked with him in the White House quite a bit. He's a great patriot, as are you, Ron Johnson, an old friend. But, you know, when I look at this story, I'm much more interested. And it's interesting, the numbers you were just mentioning, because I want to, you know, show me the money, follow the money. With all these sums of money, payments, whether it's China, Ukraine, Russia, the, you know, the wife of the mayor of Moscow and all this stuff. I want to know, is it possible that Joe Biden didn't get anything? I just don't believe that, sir. I believe Joe Biden got hit. I mean, whether it was Tony Bobulinski's 10% for the big guy or what. And that's the part of the story that hasn't come out yet. I guess going to require more digging, more investigation, subpoenas. But to me, this guy was vice president when this money was changing hands. And Senator Johnson, for all we know, it's continuing. I mean, Miranda Devine says that Hunter Biden is still on the board of this Chinese energy company.
Well, you know, the Washington Post said there's no evidence that Joe Biden is in on this. There's all kinds of evidence. I mean, Tony Bobulinski brought it up, saying, you know, again, 10% for the big guy. He confirmed that. You know, Joe Biden repeatedly lied to the American public, saying, I never talked to Hunter about my overseas connections. These business partners, obviously he did. So we know that Joe Biden has lied boldface on us. You know, the thing. Do we know all the details? No, but Larry, I tell you who does. Chinese intelligence, Russian intelligence, Iranian, North Korean intelligence. My guess is U.S. intelligence agencies, probably the FBI, know a whole lot more, but they're just not going to tell us. I mean, they were running operations against me and Charles Grassley. Our own government was. Democrat senators were lying about us, creating false intelligence products, leaking those to the media. And, of course, the dutiful, complicit media ran these stories trying to smear us to undermine our true report. So this is sleazy. I personally think Joe Biden is absolutely compromised. Why else would he cancel the waivers on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline? Why would he cancel the China initiative, which was designed to investigate and stop China's theft of our intellectual property in universities? Why would he do that? Other than maybe he knows that China knows a whole lot more than we know.
You know, Senator, if the cavalry comes and you all retake the Senate, and there's a high probability that's going to happen, will there be ways, investigative subpoena type ways and means to get at the truth of this, to get to the bottom of this?
Larry, if I survive my reelection, it's going to be a tough one. And I hate to do this to you. I got to do a full Lindsey Graham. It's Ron Johnson for Senate.com. I need a lot of help. But here's the bottom line. If I get reelected and we take the majority, I'll be the chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. I'll have stronger subpoena power than I did while we were trying to investigate Hunter Biden. And obviously, you know, I want to defend my good name and Senator Grassley's good name to get to the truth. But more importantly, I think the American people deserve the truth, and I'll absolutely be dedicated to using that chairmanship to uncover the truth.
I mean, I think this is potentially a monumental story, Senator. And I know it's being dissed by the Washington Post and New York Times, but they're just always wrong and they're corrupt themselves. That there's somehow in the, and again, you're a former businessman, somehow in the payments systems coming from these various Chinese and Russian and Ukrainian ventures that Hunter Biden was involved with, there has to be payments to Joe Biden. I'm sorry. And that Bobulinski phrase, 10% for the big guy, that's a haunting phrase. That's going to go down in history. The question is, can we track it? And usually with money, you can. You usually can, somehow or other.
Well, when you've got, if you have an honest Justice Department, I think they surely could track it. Now, if it's down the Cayman Islands, it might be a little bit difficult to track it to its destination. But I think the fact that even with the modified limited hangout of the Washington Post, New York Times, that acknowledgement, I think, helps put public pressure to, I think, give Congress more power at uncovering this. And again, if I'm there, I will be there, and I will be dedicated to uncovering the truth.
Terrific stuff. Well, you're all going to win because we're all going to help you win. That was Senator Ron Johnson, folks. Senator Johnson, by the way, will be on the Kudlow Show, Fox Business Network, on Monday evening. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to take a quick commercial break because they tell me that I have to. And on the other side of the break is the distinguished historian Victor Davis Hanson. We're going to talk about our culture, or the lack thereof. I'm Kudlow. Please stick around.